I'm Duncan McLeod, and you're listening to a promoted Tech Central podcast. I'm in Midrand today to talk to Ricky Pereira, Dell EMC brand manager at Pinnacle, about hyper-converged infrastructure, and specifically a Dell EMC solution called VxRail. Welcome, Ricky.
Hi, how are you doing?
Thanks for joining us. There's a lot of jargon involved, I think, in this discussion today, so let's clear some of the clutter to start with. Firstly, what exactly is hyperconverged infrastructure?
So firstly, hyperconverged infrastructure, in a nutshell, what it basically means is taking all your different types of server infrastructure, your storage infrastructure, and your networking infrastructure, and putting that into a converged solution where everything's running from a single base, which is a x86 server base, and utilizing software to virtualize the environment within where it's actually going to be running from. It's the new way of doing IT infrastructure, and it's taking a lot of the complexity out of the old legacy type of solutions that are currently out there that a lot of companies are utilizing at the moment.
And companies, of course, over decades have built up these complex legacy systems, and you know they're all running different software stacks. They're all require different skills to manage. So I'd imagine that creating this kind of virtualized layer on top of your IT infrastructure, and then being able to manage it centrally, takes away a lot of that complexity.
Yes, that's 100% correct. Because one of the things like that HCI does offer, like I said, it moves everything to a virtualized format. Mm. So it takes all the separate different nodes, as we say, using the technical jargon, into a single pane of glass where it can be managed from a single person. Mm. So you don't need to go further and actually have a server specialist or server administrator, then a storage administrator, then a network administrator in different departments or different silos. In order to get an environment up and running, they all need to sit together, talk with each other, and get something up and running. Now everything's basically condensed into a single management portal or management view that only a single person can decide, okay, I need more storage, I need more storage power, more compute power. They easily can add that as and when they require.
So you get a central view. You don't need to have teams on the ground in every department constantly monitoring things.
And so, you're also not going to get various management tools in order to manage the environment from a single view. Mm-hmm. You're going to have one management tool in order to manage the whole environment, not three separate management tools or four separate management tools, depending on what kind of product set you got mm-hmm. up and running there.
I imagine this isn't a simple step for a company to make, because they've got to integrate all of these systems. They've got to deploy the infrastructure on top of this to manage it. What exactly is involved in deploying and implementing an HCI platform?
Well, the first thing is when you're looking from a customer perspective, their first view is where are they in their digital transformation journey. So basically, when we're talking about digital transformation, it's how do actually they take their analog or their day-to-day business where there's a person involved and they digitize it by creating an application for it, or even scanning a document in. Mm. That's generally what the steps of digitization. But once that document's scanned in, how do you utilize that to make your job, your work easier? So that's the first step, is where the customer or where the company is within their transformation journey. The next step from there is, have they started to embrace virtualization in order to improve, in order to utilize their resources a little bit better from an IT perspective, IT infrastructure perspective? If they're already on that journey already in that level, going and transferring it to an HCI solution is quite easy from there. Mm. But moving from a very old analog traditional type sense where you've got your old applications that is a client server application, moving into HCI takes a little bit more steps. It's a more of a business decision of deciding they want to actually move into that sense.
So I'd imagine that this is not something you rush into. This is something you plan very carefully for quite an extended period of time.
You would plan. You would definitely need to plan up front from a business perspective, but once you've embraced that the idea of moving into on getting onto their digital transformation journey, the decision actually becomes a lot easier on which products to actually go into, because once you've embraced this HCI solution and you've decided, okay, this is what I want to actually move into, it's easier for a customer to move that way. But then over and above this, there's the other side of the coin, which is your cloud infrastructure, your cloud providers, like your Microsoft Azure and Amazon Web Services. HCI sort of almost bridges that gap between having an on-premise service solution where everything's running in your office and having something that's going to be running in the cloud, in that sense, with these public cloud providers. HCI sort of becomes your on-premise cloud solution that you can start bridging that gap between going from on-premise to in the cloud, and it almost becomes a seamless transition between one and the other.
I was going to ask a bit about cloud later, but let's bring it in here now since you've brought it up. Is this a necessary stepping stone for most organizations before they can move into the cloud?
Well, that's the one thing, is that the cloud has become, you know, it's not a goal or an end place to be. The cloud is sort of just a way of to transact, to utilize as part of your applications. The most companies or most IT businesses or CIOs are actually taking the next step forward and saying, they're not going to go fully into the cloud because it can't offer them the full breadth and full control and manageability that they require.
Right.
So they're trying to look at this hybrid solution where they need their certain applications to run within their local premise and then other applications that they can offset. Case in point, their mail server. They don't have to run it locally anymore. That's something they can push into the cloud and not worry about it from that sense. But then their ERP systems and their management systems internally, that or their finance systems, they would like to keep that on premise. So it's a little bit easier to manage, easier to control, and easier to develop any new business strategies that they might be able to do. They can have that internally.
But it puts them in a stronger position to move into the cloud, those services into the cloud, if they want to do that.
Correct. And it makes the company a lot more agile in moving from one side to the other, from deciding, okay, this is one application that I've developed internally, it's working, how do we get this to all our customers out there, and they can move that into the cloud, move it into a cloud solutions provider. So it gives them that agility to move from one to the other much quicker.
Yeah. So does it require a big reskilling of the IT workforce?
On some of the HCI solutions, there would be, but from a Dell EMC perspective and a VxRail, no. Because if the company's already invested into a VMware technician or already invested to this VMware skills, VxRail is pretty much built on VMware technology. So it's just a transfer of updating one or two little items that they might need, but the day-to-day, almost day-to-day operations management gets taken over by the software itself, and they're just there to administer it going forward.
Right. So a company looking at this for the first time, let's say a CIO comes to talk to you, and he sits down in front of you and he says, why should I be doing this? What would you say are the top considerations?
So the top consideration from that perspective is, first of all, it gives them that IT agility. It gives them the ability to move from one location to another. It also gives them the easier the ease of management with the operation side of things. So they don't have to, they don't have to have a complete siloed team or separate teams to actually manage the environment. It can be done by a single resource almost. Mm. The other benefit is that also you can actually have your system run off multiple sites. So gone are the days where you need to actually invest a full solution at your production site at the head office and then go and buy a whole nother solution and put it at a DR site and then have someone cart a backup tape from one location to the other location to make sure the data is concurrent, because you're always going to lose some time in that sense. Nowadays with the HCI solution, you can have a HCI solution at one location and that can be replicated to another location, and those locations can be in what they call an active-active solution. So if one site goes down, the other site can carry on.
Mm. So Ricky, we're here today to talk specifically about Dell EMC VX Rail, which is offered to the market by Pinnacle. This is a, and I'm quoting here, a pre-tested VMware hyper-converged appliance. That's a lot of jargon. What does it mean exactly?
So in a nutshell, all that jargon basically means is that Dell EMC have partnered up with VMware.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gone out and they've taken their best-of-breed hardware, which is on the PowerEdge 14th generation server, and best-of-breed from the VMware's software-defined solution stack, and they've married it into a single appliance as such,
right,
or a single box. So the... One of the things is that from a Dell perspective is that looking at you can go and build this yourself. There's nothing stopping you, but you're going to have to make sure that all the components are correct, all the software is correct, the versions are correct, the drivers are correct. So just using a whole lot of that type of jargon. But there's a lot of work that if someone wants to build it, they can.
Yeah.
But what Dell has offered to the customers is that the guys most customers don't have the time or the IT resources available in order to build a solution for them. So Dell have come back with, hey guys, we've already done all the legwork for you. We've made sure we've tested all the hardware. We've made sure we've tested all the software. Any updates on the software, and that's we've already tested, and you can put that on. It's just a matter of taking that appliance, plugging it into your network, into your data center, putting in there all your commands and your codes and your passwords, then off you go. It's easy as that to deploy.
It's like a plug and play solution.
Correct. And then one of their little drives that Dell can actually say is that within 20 minutes they can set up a solution for you. They can rack and stack it, put in power. Within 20 minutes, they're going to have a solution up and running for you.
Is this just a blade server that fits into your data center?
Correct. It's a blade server. Well, it's a rack mount server. There's a little bit of difference between a blade and a rack mount.
Okay.
But it is a rack mount server that you plug into your rack, your normal 42U rack that you've got in your data center or in your offices. Plain old built server plugged in. It's really the software behind it that actually makes it such unique and makes it that hyper-converged solution.
Mm-hmm. So once you plug this in, what work do you need to do as an organization?
Pretty much the work that you need to do as an organization from that sense is that it's still going to be the solution's already there. You've got your virtualized, you're going to be able to containerize or run, spin up virtual servers as and when you need it, depending on your capacity.
Mm-hmm.
One of the nice little benefits with this solution is that you don't have to worry about and try future-proof this by over-investing and thinking, okay, I'm going to be growing by 20% year on year. I need to then now build something put something in place that's going to last me for 5 years, and then you're going to be over-capitalizing the solution. Yeah, you can build a solution too that fits right size for right now. And as you grow, you just pretty much add new nodes in that sense. So as when
to
you
literally plug another server in.
Plug in another server. And the benefits with that is that if you need more storage for the solution, you plug in what they call as a storage node. And that adds more capacity to your environment. If you need more compute or if you need more memory, same scenario. You plug in that type of you get a node that plugs into there. And it also helps with the life cycle of the solution. So you don't have to worry about forklifting the old solution out by taking, okay, I'm going to be replacing my servers and my storage, and you basically rip everything out and then put something new in. This is pretty much as the old node gets past the warranty sell-by date as such, you can sort of put in the new node in and decommission the old one. And it makes the life cycle and the management of that of the solution much easier from a customer perspective. And then you can also see that it's almost you're looking at the CFO guys and saying, instead of having a big number as a lump sum, you can actually say, this is your projected growth, this is what we can actually offer and build to the growth. Because sometimes, as most businesses, although you're planning for 20% growth year on year, sometimes you don't get to that 20%. It might even become better than that and go 30%, and then suddenly you run out of capacity before your solution's up. And then you get to the point where you say, oh, I've run out of capacity, now I need to go and spend more budget in order to rip out what I had and put something new in.
Mm.
this mitigates that issue.
What impact does it have on IT running costs? What's the total cost of ownership here? And does this have a meaningful impact on operational budgets?
So from an operational budget perspective, yes, it does. Because it reduces the amount of the amount of resources required to run it and maintain it. Mm-hmm. It also reduces the resources where you got to go and schedule downtime in order to update something. The benefit with this solution is if it's sized correctly and it's got the correct capacity, you'll be able to take a node offline, update that with the rest, with the latest firmware, latest updates is what you need, without impacting business. So you can do that within business hours. Mm. So that's one benefit from a return on investment, is that you don't have to worry about paying guys overtime to sit over the weekend in order to update something. They can do it during business hours. Mm. So there's a big cost saving on that sense. And then going back to the original point, the management of the environment, you don't need your different siloed or your different specialists, which can be quite expensive when you're looking at an IT, like an IT network specialist or an IT service specialist or storage specialist. That sort of management can almost be done by one person or a couple of people within the team, and can be almost done from anywhere, because it's most of the views is can be done from a remote location or utilizing what Dell has is their iDRAC solution, which is a remote administration console. You can actually be sitting, you know, it's one of those things where they say, anyway, IT manager, the best IT manager is the one that you don't hear of. He's probably sitting at a beach fishing or something like that, and you can update everything from remotely. that's one of the nice little benefits that an ICR solution can offer.
Hmm. I believe this also has positive spin-offs for disaster recovery, backup, that sort of thing. Maybe talk to us about that.
Yeah, so one of the nice little benefits specifically with the VxRail solution is that the disaster recovery and data protection is actually already built in. Mm-hmm. The reason being is that the data is sort of spread across all the separate nodes. So that is one of the reasons why the guys, when you try to do an implementation, the minimum, the requirement is to have three nodes. That you can put in two nodes for a remote office solution, but the minimum requirement is three. The best option is to go to four in order to make sure that you get a complete solution and uptime and the capacity you can play around with. The reason behind that is that all the data is spread across all the nodes. So there's always some form of data within the solution. So if something happens to one of the nodes, it's not going to affect your uptime. It's not going to affect your business, or it's going to affect with that data loss. So data protection is already included in part of the software solution. The benefit on the disaster recovery is you can actually go and, like I said, you can replicate that data from one cluster, and you can do what I call is a stretch cluster to a second cluster, and the data gets replicated between the two. So if something drastic happens or a big disaster happens where a whole site goes down, that data is already sitting at the other location, and the performance and the drive and the ability to connect to that information is not lost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Before I let you go, how does Pinnacle work to go to market with VxRail and working with Dell EMC?
Well, our go-to-market strategy is to enable a lot of our, what they call is our Dell partners. One of the benefits within Pinnacle is that we've got a very large breadth of resellers that are registered with us. And a lot of them are Dell partners and entry-level Dell partners. The way we will assist those partners is to, you know, provide them with pre-sale skills, which is, you know, talking to someone like myself or someone within our team, that we can actually go to with the customer, go to their end customer and actually discuss the HCR solution and put a solution together for them and see what we can do from there. So that's one of the nice value adds as Pinnacle we offer. And from a Dell EMC perspective, that's, you know, they'll be located from my view. The other option is that we also offer is one of the nice, from a Dell EMC perspective, is they offer a service called Pro Deploy, where one of our resellers might not have the technical skills of deploying a solution for their customer, but they can add this onto onto the solution, and a certified Dell technician will go on site for the customer, install the solution, get it up and running to an operating system level, and say, okay, customer, that everything's up and running. Now it's just up to you to move, to migrate the data across and spin up new virtual servers and things like that. So that makes it a lot easier for our breadth of customers to be able to play into a market where they don't have necessarily have the technical skills to do so, but they are able to offer this, to offer a solution to their customers in that sense.
Well, this has been a great discussion. Ricky Pereira is Dell EMC Brand Manager at Pinnacle. Thank you so much for talking to Tech Central today.
Okay, thank you very much.